With me now, I have Kay Howard and her son Seamus. And Gabriel Howard has been celebrated here today.
Yes, very much so. A total surprise to us. Patsy made contact with us about 2 months ago, but he kept it very secret. He did not tell us what any of this was about. I tried my best to find out what was involved. I was concerned and delighted at the same time that Patsy should honour Gabo in the way that he has today. It's been, as I said, a total surprise, but beautiful. Could not have expected this, but it's lovely.
Mm-hmm. He was involved in cycling when you met him?
He was involved in cycling way back from 1961. He was involved in cycling. I met him probably in the beginning in 1965, started going out with him in 1967, and never looked back from then. He raced all his young life, and when he became, as I said, the pension book in his pocket, he wasn't happy, and he wanted to give back what he got out of cycling. He set up Stamullen Cycling Club, Stamullen Road Club, and built the club up, delighted with it, absolutely. And Seamus here was racing as a young lad at that time, from the time Seamus was under 10, when he really shouldn't have been racing, but he was. And a great joy to his dad, all Seamus's young racing life. And then the pinnacle, I suppose, of Gabo's cycling career, we'll say, was Bill Moore winning a stage of the Ross in the Phoenix Park. I can't ever remember him being so happy as he was that day. So, yeah.
Well, he certainly has contributed immensely to cycling in Ireland and raised the profile so much with his jolly way of
demeanour.
Friendship with people, very friendly type of person. People looked to him and people went to him, I'm sure, for lots of advice and things like that. So he has been a real important contributor to cycling in Ireland.
Absolutely. He loved cycling. There was nothing he wouldn't have done for everybody in cycling. He would have raced, as I said. He would have helped everybody along the way. He would travel behind the races on a Sunday. We had our own club van through fundraising, sponsorship, all the rest. And he would, not only would Gabo look after the riders, his own riders in the cycling club, he would regularly stop along the side of the road and help somebody that has punctured, and he would give them a wheel. He might get into trouble over it, because some of our own riders punctured further on down the road and the wheel was gone. But he never passed anybody on the road. He dedicated himself to all involvement in cycling, and it was like a drug. You know.
Well, that is Gabo.
That was Gabo.
Gabo. Yeah. Now, what about yourself? Did you ever cycle much?
Well, when I met him, no, I was never involved in a sport. I was quite young anyway. But he roped me in. As I said, there's no other word for it. I got roped in and got very involved, helped him. And I would have always helped him, because I could do what I could do. He could do what he could do. We always said we couldn't do what each other done, but it worked.
But putting it together, it turned out
fantastic. It was brilliant. We had a brilliant life together, an absolutely brilliant life together. We worked together all those years, planned Stamullen Grand Prix, and planned it out on paper at the kitchen table, crossed all the T's and the I's, and it worked when you put the preparation in, but he was meticulous in what he'd done. He was excellent, and he was an excellent PR person, because he could get fun out of the crankiest person, and he could diffuse something that could develop into an argument. All he'd do is put a bit of humour into it. That was him.
Well, Kay, what Patsy is doing here for cycling is a very important aspect of it. keeping the history alive?
Yes, very much so. Like, really and truly, a man so dedicated in his own way to the sport. And nobody could have imagined that he would bring us here today and make these presentations. So it's really, really, really appreciated. Brilliant, brilliant man, Patsy. Great time for him over the years. I know him quite a few years now, but yeah, delighted with him. And delighted to have been involved here today, or invited here today, to be presented with this, as was Seamus.
Mm-hmm. You know. Well, Kay, I'm delighted to have met you and have spoken to you, and thank you very much indeed.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks again.